Case number 9866, S. Carter Knotts, south of Route 22, being lot 34 within White House Beach Mobile Home Park. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Mr. Mack,
full name and address.
Cheryl Knotts, 52 South Timothy Court, Dover, Delaware.
Carter Knotts, 52 South Timothy Court, Dover, Delaware.
And we had a little piece in it.
You want that testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right. Fucking kidding me, something.
I'm sorry about it. He's got a piece of skin. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're requesting a 5-foot variance requirement down in White House Beach?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a moment, sir. Mr. Secretary, in regards to White House Beach, is it still surveys or the survey required? Could you sort of bring us?
The board has required the last time we had the one going to hold because of waiting for a survey.
For the survey from the park itself?
The park itself.
Why are we here in this case?
And how did this case, and I'm sure it was explained?
Yes, it was explained, and Mr. Knotts said he would like it to be heard anyway.
Even though you know that there's a survey?
Well, we got a variance in 2002 for the side yard.
Well, since then, sir, we've had some that had been put on hold. It came right down to we had the owner of the park, council, had to have him to, like, spend him to come in because we were having this problem. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't to be any done. We're waiting on a survey from the park itself so that the determination can be made when applications are, in fact, to be submitted or come to the office. Did they tell you that, sir?
That gentleman.
Mr. Rickard did, yeah. I mean, to save him, and the reason being is it saves him $400 or whatever.
The trouble is that we're having trouble with our next-door neighbor, which I know you guys don't have their control over it.
Right.
But
no,
the builder is on a time frame to, get the place done.
This is the reason I gave you that we need the survey.
Do we need a survey?
And that's what I told the park.
And what was their response?
They gave me...
They gave us a copy of a partial survey, which they said that they had submitted. We actually have a variance from 2004 for that side park. For that side.
The variance from 2004, if it's the one that was part of the application, was had to do with distance between structures, which doesn't have anything to do with where the actual lot lines are.
See, there's
the difficulty here, you've asked for a variance from a side yard setback, but you can't show us anything that shows where your side yard lot line is, and that's the problem.
See, that's where we're running into.
There's no way to know whether you need 5 feet, 10 feet, or, 5 inches, because... Nobody knows where the lot line is.
Okay. Well, we had a diagram that the park had submitted with us, and I thought we had it submitted part of that with the application. It was like a partial survey.
No, see, we were waiting for a complete survey. We had to have our council had to. We requested him to come in, and that was.
Well, even if they did it street by street,
something
that might work, but we don't have that.
We don't have that.
That's what
and
they
that's
gave
what
us.
The park gave us.
So that's
according to the survey. Okay. So I guess what do we do from here? I mean, the problem is that we had the variance. We didn't think we needed to apply for a variance initially back in 2003. And the problem is that we put a covering over our deck. We just put a roof on top of the deck. So.
No,
not really.
Not.
No, it's not. I mean, we have pictures if you guys would like to see the pictures.
Now, what you need to do is go back to the White House Beach Management, and if they can take that
drawing
and submit it to a surveyor and have him or them go out and actually do a legitimate survey that surveyor is willing to stamp and sign off on as legitimate.
Here's 5 letters that's been sent to White House Beach.
And they haven't responded?
Mm-mm.
Well, sir, that
they told us to settle it with our neighbor.
Well, I can't advise you on what you're doing, at the White House, but you heard what council has told, and we have instructed the owner of the park, that we would need, or our council did for us. So that's what you needed. Somehow then get to them, and...
Well,
because we have something, you just
we can't get the survey done because we don't own the property.
That's right.
Well, I don't know what to do.
And they keep telling us that the property is in, that the survey is in progress.
Right.
And of course, the area of the park that we're in has no lot lines.
So
that's
see,
where we were.
How would you know how much you would need? And you see the dilemma that you're
mm-hmm.
putting the board in? You know,
right.
you would say you need three.
But see, they
well,
went,
see,
but
they,
we got
they
the variance
keep turning
before.
Us back over to you guys.
Well,
we got the variance before, and they didn't know how much lot line
but
would
we corrected
either.
That with them, or our council did for us. We give them directions of what to take and what needed, and there's ones that are on hold right now. So until that time, it really our hands are tied, because there's no way of knowing what you need. You can't show us, can you?
I thought we had a plot plan that was submitted.
No, ma'am.
But I guess we
you
didn't.
So without knowing it, how
well,
could
you submitted the drawing. I
just
think
yes,
drawing.
That's what I'm
that's
talking
drawing.
About.
Okay, but that's not an accurate survey.
Not an accurate one. So
I mean,
we
somebody's drawn some lines on it, but we don't know.
I mean,
so
when we went up to the park to get the that's all that they would give us.
Well, because they don't want to hire a surveyor to do it right.
They
that's
stated
what
that.
It comes
so
down
then,
to.
So what do we do?
So what do I do?
We just hang in limbo.
You're stuck.
You're stuck till you work with
attorney.
I'm not doing that on property I don't own.
I don't blame you. The problem is there's just no way for the board to consider an application when nobody knows where the lot lines are.
Not fair to you or anybody in there. I mean, we, you know.
Yeah, you were ready to correct me and say, no, it's not a 5-foot variance.
Well, see, we thought we didn't have to go through all this because we had had the variance from before.
Right, ma'am.
And we didn't encroach on that variance. All I did was put a roof on top of the deck.
Again, what I told you before, your variances in 2004 had to do with distance between existing structures, which doesn't have anything to do with lot lines. In other
right.
words, every structure in that park has to be 20 feet from another one. So that you can consider
yeah.
those applications without lot lines, but setbacks, you have to know where the lot lines are
to be able to.
And we don't have.
So basically, nothing is going to change in White House Beach. There aren't going to be any changes. Nobody's going to bring in a new home. Nobody's going to add on anything.
Okay.
It's just frozen in time until the.
So where do I stand then if it's frozen in time? I mean, as far as
using it
and all.
Oh, you can. I mean, you can use your home just the way you have in the past. It's
right.
just that nobody's ever going to get a new one. Nobody's ever going to add a porch or a deck or a garage or anything
nothing.
Else in that park until the ownership gets the survey.
Okay. That's what we're waiting on.
Somebody
get
watching
together.
That?
Okay, that's basically what
a
I
lot,
wanted to know.
Is there a lot of going on in there now, construction without permits?
Well.
Man, have you got yours covered already?
Yes.
Ours
yeah.
has permits. I mean, we've got building permits,
and
they've
done.
Been approved and everything.
It's all
it's
done.
It's done.
Yeah, I mean,
done.
We have pictures to show you where we started to where we finished. I mean, and we
it was
improved it 100%.
It was placed in 1960.
Yeah.
How would I get the permit?
How do you get a permit then?
It was already there. We just
they have to meet the setbacks.
But they meet the setbacks when they come back.
I got a permit for an A-frame
yeah, but is there
a siding and a roof to go over the deck.
Saying there is
you
the
hire
permitting
a contractor
on that.
To do
I did.
Work.
Yeah, we had a contractor.
It was a contractor.
Michael Kaufman.
Michael Kaufman. Did he obtain the permit?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Because if that's what they're saying, then
send him a letter.
Send him a letter then.
And it's been, I mean, and we have an approved, I mean, it's been approved. The building inspector's been out there and approved it.
If it's not, if the permit counter does not know that there's a hold on White House Beach permitting, then we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know. I have not heard anything from our inspectors there being a hold on it, but sounds like somebody needs to be told.
I mean, and it's already completed and everything.
Understand that.
So, and we haven't been using it because there's still some things that we're doing on the inside of it, but we didn't want to go against, you know, anything for the county until we got this cleared up. That's why we wanted you guys to hear us and advise us on what to do from here.
Permanent bridge to cover an open deck, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To put an A-frame and to cover the deck,
the
and,
deck
then,
that was there.
And then we replaced boarding for the old deck.
They still shouldn't be doing that. If
shouldn't been doing that.
It wouldn't matter what it was.
So now,
it's already
but
all
we
been
can't
done.
Do anything, or you can, until the park comes forward and do what they've been asked. And they were subpoenaed. They came in, and they've been told.
Uh-huh.
We did do that. We sent it back to them several times to their manager and the park manager and everyone. And that's what it ended up taking. And they were going to comply with it, but until they
I know we've addressed them, like, every weekend when we're, you know, we get in to check on it. But
I feel sorry for you, but until they do.
You get your tenants association together.
Get them together.
Okay. All right.
It's the best thing you could do. Honestly.
Okay.
Because
we
have it, you know. There's no
and then
way to
what
get
do
anything.
We what do you advise us to do from here? I mean once
I hate to tell you. I mean I would get the tenants association go
well,
from there,
my
be
thing
honest
is,
with you. I don't want to be
before, you know, we were issued the building permit and you know, now this work is completed, What if it never gets done? Are we always going to be in violation?
That's where you have to, I get the town association and get them all together, and you all develop a plan. I'd move on it, you all to do it, I mean, that's best I could tell you, honestly. Let's get counsel. But so you, because nobody's going to go anywhere in there, nobody's going to do nothing, as you heard our council just say. Nothing new, nothing added, no grudge, no nothing until they get that for us.
And that's it, this apparently has been in progress for many, many years, and it's never been completed. Apparently the gentleman, the original owner, was a surveyor himself.
Right.
From what we understand, from doing the research and everything.
Park owner told us.
We all need, like our council just said, get the tenants association, get them together and see what you can get done. That'd be the best, honest and the best advice I could give you, you know, at this point.
And how would we know that the survey's been done? Just keep on them, or are you guys notified that it's done, or?
Well, stay on them, and they'll notify the office or our council, and then that way, we as the board members will know. We will not know until our office is notified, because you just have to stay on them. Just be there with them till you get them to it, hopefully.
But legally, I can use that mobile home?
Oh, you can use your home that you've got now. Yeah, you can use your home. Your home is not in question. It's where you need a variance, and there's no way that we could give you one. Couldn't take, good educated guess. You can't do that.
So what if I wanted to sell this place in the future? I couldn't do that until I got a variance, correct?
Count for that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You don't know about that either.
It'll be a hard time, selling it.
I mean, that's not my future plan right now, but, not after putting money into it, but it's, okay.
But in closing, I want to share your frustration, but as the vice of our council, just get your tenants association together.
Can you advise me on what kind of attorney I would?
No, ma'am.
No, you can't.
I can't do that.
Okay.
No, ma'am. I'm not in that position, honestly.
All right.
I really don't.
Thank you for your time.
You're right. Thank you. You're certainly welcome.
All right.
Now, on that one, just go ahead and deny that. Now, that one's all right.
Table it until a survey is presented.
Table until a survey is presented. Okay. And can I get a motion to that effect then?
Chairman, make a motion we table case number 9866 until a proper survey is available.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson with a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 9866 until a proper survey can be presented. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.